Welcome back to Fox News. That's Fall Guys Observations and Experiences News Network, where the seesaws are always fair and balanced. We're bringing you all of the latest and best Fall Guys action live from across the entire internet. For those of you just tuning in, today we're following the biggest event of the season, the Frito-Lay Fall Guys Invitational Tournament presented by Flamin' Hot Cheetos, which has featured some of the best players in the entire world. We've watched a great many beans scrape and claw their way through the brackets, but it's down to the last four entrants as we enter the final show. Wamako 22 is currently in a minor lead ahead of three other competitors, but it's literally anyone's game tonight. A true winner-take-all, do-or-fall scenario. We're coming to you live from the first game, on Whirligig. The starting gun fires, and they're off. Look at these little bean creatures run for their lives. 60 started running, and at least 20 are now pitifully rolling around on their backs already. Just incredible. Wow, that guy just got knocked right out of this world. That was a hell of a strike he just took. Had to hurt. Let's turn our attention over to this guy, Poon Buffet 69, leading the pack. This is just a flawless run for this little bean. Every jump, every dive, timed to perfection. He's in the final stretch. Can he make it through this windmill? No! A lapse in concentration sends him falling into the abyss. And the rest of the participants are catching up. I'm gonna be honest with you right now. He is not in good shape. Throughout this tournament, we've seen him avoid the launch pad before and hit the final windmill. But it seems in his desperation he's going to attempt. And he's through! Halfway up the final ramp. With only a few qualification slots left. What a play. Managing to stay in the game. Poon Buffet has definitely risen to the challenge today. Their first major tournament after grinding regionals for months. He's definitely shown he has the skill to play with the big beans. And the next match is on DoorDash. This is not a game you want to see as game two, folks. Only about 30 some odd beans will be making it through. The race starts. The Chief 2012 is leading the pack, and he's bursting through the correct door each time. Absolutely incredible luck we're witnessing here. He's reaching the next one and... Oh no, it's a fake door. With everyone following behind the Chief, it's just one massive pileup. You really hate to see it. Just a dozen beans all ragdolling around every which way. If you hear a faint sound right now, that's the sound of these poor, desperate souls tapping the jump button like their lives depend on it, willing their pathetic little beans to get back up on their feet. Now, Wamako 22 has pushed through the final door. Easy gold finish for him. The Chief 2012 is hurling towards the finish line, neck and neck with Rodney's Head 212. They'll make it into the top 20% just fine. With DoorDash, you have to be satisfied with that kind of performance. But Poon Buffet is not too far behind, and it seems like... No! Another clutch play as he perfectly times a big Yeetus launch to the finish line. Most people can't take advantage of that mighty hammer swing, but with precise timing, Poon Buffet managed to sneak through another round. Remember, the only round that matters is the finals, but you have to qualify to get there. Looks like our next game is on rollout. An easy game should make for a short break for our competitors. You might even call it a pulse check, but wait. Things are ramping up now, and a couple suckers have already fallen to their doom. And Wamako 22 is playing the role of griefer in this game, just a regular troublemaker, trying to play a little offense and push some poor saps off. Smart play would be actively target the other competitors in the tournament, but it seems only Wamako is taking that strategy. A few more suckers now falling into the void. Oh man, now only one more guy needs to fall before the game ends. Wait. Wamako's got Rodney's Head 212 gripped up. This is the opportunity he's been looking for. To take out the other competitors early. He's doing it! He's gonna push him off! It's over! Rodney! No! We now follow our remaining contestants over to Tiptoe. I'm still a little shaken up about Rodney, but I need to remain professional here. 16 players to start, but only 3 are competing in this tournament for the prize. They're starting very apprehensively. No one wants to make that wrong step that sends them careening to their doom when only 8 beans can make it to the finals. Once the path has been revealed, the game will be over in a matter of seconds. But wait, the Chief 212 makes some bold jumps, once again showing off his incredible luck and putting him far away ahead of the pack. The rest are struggling to reach where he is, and oh wait, the Chief, he may be stuck now. Wamako pulls ahead with a long dive of his own. He's revealed the path to finish line. Wait, the Chief has grabbed Wamako in mid-air. The great griefer Wamako has been griefed. Oh, and down he falls, right before the finish line. Goodbye, sir. Back to the start. And just like that, the round is over. Our final two contestants, the Chief and Poon Buffet, are off to the final round on Fall Mountain. This is it, folks. This is for all the marbles. These bean creatures have just run through hell, only to now run up another hill. But this time, they're running for glory. And here come the giant rubber balls. And, oh no, the Chief chokes hard, just absolutely clobbered by several giant balls. Get up. Come on, get up, little buddy. No, he's just rolling around without a chance, without a hope. It looks like this last stretch is just a formality for Poon Buffet 69. He dodges the donuts through the hammers. He is approaching the floating crown. He leaps. Oh my, he mistimes the cycle. I cannot believe my eyes. It looks like Find Your Way 420 comes away with the crown. Who the hell is that guy? He's not even participating in the tournament. Well, that was anticlimactic. Unfortunate, but those are the stakes you play for in Fall Guys. You put in all that work, only to still lose in the finals. Only one bean can win. Because neither finalist was able to grab the crown, it seems that Wamako 22 will take home the prize money. It says here they plan to use it for repaying debts accrued while funding a failed movie venture. Okay. Anyway, thanks for joining us here on the segment of Fox. And as we always say, don't get eliminated! Wrong show. Don't fall, I guess.